In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Brothers and sisters, the words in this gospel today are the reason why I read the gospel every day, and I hope you do too. They're amazing words. There's actually two basic themes in the healing of the woman with a spirit of infirmity. In the first one, in the first part, there are these amazing words that the Lord says, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." Do those words resonate with you? I hope they do. I hope you're looking to be loosed from all of your infirmities. The woman's infirmity being bent down is symbolic of being unable to worship God, to live according to the gospel. In fact, there's even a symbolism to the 18 years, because in Greek it is 10 and 8. That's how it's said. And the 10 represents the commandments, which she did not follow well. And the 8, the 8th day. But she was bent down, looking down, not up. She could in no wise lift herself, according to St. Luke, which means that she could not look towards the 8th day. She had a very weak faith in the 8th day. Now, which one of us does this not describe? Who's going to deny that they often live in a very secular way? That you often have silly thoughts or sinful thoughts? That you're often lazy? That you often pray without much attention or feeling? Or perhaps that you don't often pray at all? Who's going to deny these things? Who has the audacity to say that they're completely whole and that they are completely focused on only one thing, the one thing that is needful, Jesus Christ, the 8th day? Who's going to say that? I won't. Every day I feel my infirmity. So when I hear the Lord say to this woman, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity," I feel great hope, because I've got infirmities too. Now, in my vocation, in my calling, I know a lot of people with infirmities, I suppose more than you do. And therefore, I also think of other people's infirmities and how we are waiting for the day when we can stand up. But we can't stand up on our own. It's just not possible. Every bad habit we have, it's really hard to make it into a good habit. And every good habit we have, it's really hard to keep it and not have it slide into a bad habit. We're very weak. We can't stand up straight very often. Now, it's not true that we're in no way can lift ourselves up, because the Holy Spirit abides in us. And I hope that you have moments of prayer where you feel God deeply. I hope that you have times when you're really touched by what you read in the Gospels, by what you experience in your daily life, and see how spiritual it is. But even so, it's not every moment. It's a little bit here and there. For us, it's all the time for the saints. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. I hope this reverberates in you. I hope you, when you read this or when you hear it said, you think, "God, I want that. I want to be loose from my infirmity." And I'll let you in on a secret. Perhaps it's not a secret to you. Some people it might be. I've experienced many people in my pastoral life who don't really think they have infirmities. How can you be loosed from your infirmity if you don't know? How can you stand up straight if you think you're already standing up straight, but you're bent down? Christianity is this gradual knowledge of ourselves and improvement of ourselves. We grow in knowledge of ourselves and in the knowledge of God. And our knowledge of our sins causes us to repent, God's grace filling us, and we stand up straighter and straighter. But if you don't know that you're not standing up straight, you're in a world of hurt. These are beautiful words to hear. A woman who could not look up, just like us, can't look up. Not all the way up. Now, in her case, she was bent down, couldn't even raise herself at all. Like I said, for us, we can look up a little bit. But don't you want to look up all the way? Don't you want to be completely free of your sins? Don't you want to be such that you never feel jealousy? Wouldn't that be awesome? Huh? How about never be angry? How about never be irritated? How about never have that sort of inside yourself, that feeling of unworthiness? Do you want that? That's what the church offers. That's the purpose of life, to get rid of all that. But you got to strive for it, desire it. And there will come a day when the Lord will say, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. It's happening a little bit at a time now. Isn't that exciting? I can't think of anything in the world more exciting. There's nothing that is more exciting than the change of man. That man goes from being a sinner and unaware of God to full of God and full of peace and mercy and purity and holiness. There's nothing more exciting than that. Those are the words you're waiting for. I hope you're waiting for them. Some of you might not be waiting for them, and that's a problem. You should all be waiting for those words. So that's the first part of the story. A woman who's bent over cannot raise herself up, meaning we are that woman who in some way cannot raise ourselves up, and we're waiting for those words, and the Lord will say those words. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. But the second part is also very important because it actually contributes to the infirmity of us. There was a person in the synagogue, the ruler. He wasn't bent over physically, but spiritually he was bent lower than the woman. Because he saw this miracle, which happened on the Sabbath day, Saturday for Jews. And he thought, he can come and heal her any day, but not on the Sabbath. Now, if you don't know the scripture, you don't understand why he's so angry about this. The Jews had the day of rest, the Sabbath day. On that day, they were not supposed to do any work. They could only walk a certain distance, called a Sabbath day's journey, so they couldn't use animals to make their conveyance. They didn't plow their fields. They didn't cook. They rested. And this fool thought that this healing on the Sabbath day was actually not resting, was actually doing work. Of course, the Lord shows him what an idiot he was. He says to him, don't you loose your ox or your ass from the stall and lead them to water on the Sabbath day? Well, of course you're going to give water to your animals on the Sabbath day. That's an act of mercy. This man was blinded, full of judgment, legalistic. He was cruel. All those sins were because of one main thing. He wasn't compassionate. It's completely obvious that you should do good on the Sabbath day. You should do good on any day. I'll tell you a story. It just occurred to me. And sometimes these things happen. There's a story of a spiritual father who had two monks. And he wanted to see if they loved or not. He wasn't sure if they were learning how to love. So he prayed to God that they would learn. And there was a vigil that they were going to at a more distant monastery, and he set them out ahead of him. Go there and get ready for the vigil. And they went. And the monks encountered a man by the road who was sick, could not move. And the man said, help me, brothers. And they said, well, no, we can't because we have to hurry for the feast. Our spiritual father has told us that we must go to such and such a place and get ready. So they left him by the road. They were obedient to the spiritual father, but disobedient to God. And then the spiritual father comes along And he sees the same man. He doesn't know of this occurrence. He doesn't know that his spiritual children have already seen this man and passed him by on the way. And so the same plea comes out. So the old man says, "Brother, I'm not very strong, but together with the help of God, I will get you to help." And he puts him on his back, and he goes a little bit, and he rests a little bit, and he goes a little bit. And then, suddenly, there's no burden on his back at all, because the man was actually an angel and disappeared. And the spiritual father was made to understand that his spiritual children didn't love yet, because they followed the letter of the law, just as this person in the synagogue was following the letter of the law. Now, it might sound stupid to you. It might be obvious to you that you should, of course, heal someone on the Sabbath day, or that you should take care of someone if you're a hurry individual. For those of you who hurry to vigil. But it's not so obvious in daily life, let me tell you. Having compassion is something that is a godlike quality. It requires vision and understanding. So you must live in a Christian way in order to obtain this kind of compassion. When I see the behavior of this man from the synagogue, I think about this saying that I've said to you many, many times. I mean it with all of my heart. If you can't stop sinning, at least be kind. Everything flows from kindness, because, of course, kindness is from compassion. And compassion is love. And love is the fulfillment of the greatest commandment and the one which is like it, to love our neighbor. So if you sin, you better be kind. Because otherwise you got no chance whatsoever. Zero. This man from the synagogue showed how pernicious lack of compassion is. How foolish he was to not rejoice in the healing of someone and actually condemn it. Because he stood on pretense. He stood on what he thought was the law. He didn't have any idea what the law was. Do you know what the law is? I hope you do. The Lord made it real clear. The law and the prophets, everything, all of it, is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and all your understanding, and to love your neighbor as yourself. That's all of it. That's everything. So while you're waiting to be loosed from your infirmity, make sure you're not also acting like the man from the synagogue, the ruler. Make sure that you are learning to be compassionate for everyone. If you do that, then all your sins will go away, every single one. If you're compassionate, if you're kind, don't ever forget that. And while you're being kind, beg the Lord that you will be loosed from all your infirmities, all of your passions, all of your weaknesses. While you're at it, beg the Lord to make you aware of your weaknesses and your passions. And God will deliver you and help you. May the Lord help us to be loosed from our infirmities. God bless you. Amen.